here we go.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
I'll be back.
You mustn't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling.
I see dead people.
My precious!
From the prime time, bitch!
E.T. Home phone.
Say hello to my little friend!
Bond. James Bond.
Here's Johnny.
When the 15th level, you're coming out.
You shall not pass.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
It's alive.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Get away from her, you bitch.
But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
To infinity and beyond!
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
I am gonna kill Bill.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Houston, we have a problem.
Are you not entertained?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Bill, welcome to episode 105. I'm your former host with the most, the phenomenal one.
I am Z.
And we're here to talk about Terminator Genesis. Yes!
Yes! Jai Courtney.
Terminator we've been waiting for.
The plot does not end. Ever.
Apparently, after rewatching Terminator 2 the other night, I got a hint that I was like, wow, so Terminator Genesis is going to go back in time to this movie. Wow.
I thought it goes back in time to the original.
It looked like it's going back to the second one.
Well, maybe it's both. Who knows?
I don't know, man. It has to be the second one. Yeah, because John Connor and stuff.
Okay.
Wait, no, John Connor, no, but he's grown in the Genesis. So I don't think they showed kid version of John Connor.
It goes back to the first one.
Okay.
I don't know. So, I'm not going to lie. The Terminator franchise really confuses me.
I can understand that. Yeah. Because I was going to have a Terminator marathon, but then I remember Cody kept reminding me that there's a third one, and I kept forgetting about that one. I go like, oh, fuck. Never mind, man. I won't do that.
People forget about the third one.
Because it fucking sucked. That's why.
It does. People forget about that one. Salvation, yeah. I've never seen Salvation.
Yeah, Salvation, they say, is the worst one. I'm like, no, that fucking third one's the worst. Salvation was just wasted potential.
Mm-hmm. And that was directed by Mick G, and he's just terrible.
Yeah. If anything, that probably was his best film, but that's not really saying much.
Charlie's Angels Full Throttle.
Sucks, but
get that right.
Like I was saying. Fuck out of here with that shit. I'm a plot synopsis. Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Woo-wee, man. You know what? I gotta say, Z. No, you know what? I'll let you give a plot synopsis first.
Alright, directed by James Cameron, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lindra Patrick, Robert.
Probably more James Cameron films than anything.
Yeah. Linda Hamilton.
James Cameron film?
Yeah, this is probably one of his best. Franchise.
We did Avatar, Titanic, Aliens, and now.
Yeah, Man. You're right. Yeah, this is probably. I want to say this might be his best.
His best movie ever, or
Well, I do like the original Terminator 2, but we'll talk about more of that, you know. But directed by James Cameron, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton, Robert Patrick, Edward Furlong.
Fucking Linda Hamilton looks so hot in this film.
Badass, man.
Yeah, those lips on her, man. Woo! Man. Ooh.
Budget.
There was some moments I was like, okay, she looks crazy, but then there was some moments when she had her hair back, I was just like, damn, girl, you got some nice-ass lips on you. Oh, hey, why don't you travel to the future and come meet P1?
Yeah. Budget, $94 to $102 million. Box office, $519 million. And this is 12 years after the original Terminator, where Skynet sends back a Terminator to kill John Connor. Mm-hmm. And then the Resistance sends back the original model, upgraded, to protect John Connor. And they have to destroy Skynet and all of their files and everything so the future does not happen.
And try to protect John Connor at the same time, too.
And his mom. And his mom.
Yeah, his mom really, she wasn't really that important.
Well, it's true, because she died in the third one from leukemia. I'm like, why don't you just kill her off in this one, then?
Yeah, because they made a big deal in this one that saying that no matter, even for me, don't come back for me. I'm not important. You are, so... Yeah, it was more so protecting John Connor, just because he is, I guess, what brings humans together there in the future. Kind of like what John Courtney's going to do in Genesis.
Yeah, he is, what's his name in that movie?
Who's John Courtney playing in that movie?
Kyle Reese, from the first one.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they could have just got Michael Biehn to come back.
They really could have.
Whatever.
I gotta say, man, the movie was about... I haven't seen this movie in a while.
Me too.
But as soon as it opened up, and you see my boy, Mr. Robert Patrick.
Oh, I loved him.
Man, that guy, he didn't even say a line or anything, but the look on his face, just his look alone, you just like, that guy is fucking awesome, dude. I was like, I love that guy right there, man.
Why hasn't he became, he's not... leading, he could be leading man material, but he plays minor roles a lot. He's more known for minor roles. I mean, this could have been a big breakout for him. I just don't see.
Terminator Genesis too.
You seen it already?
No. I'm just saying he's in Terminator Genesis.
Okay, but I thought he would have had a bigger roles after this.
Well, he was in one of my favorite films of last year on my top 10 list, too, Kill the Messenger. Mm-hmm. He had a big role in that one. He also he did some voice work, obviously, too, for the Spider-Man series they got going on. And I know he was also – someone told me about it, I should watch it. I still haven't watched it, but he's on the TV series of From Dusk Till Dawn. He plays a big character on there, too, as well.
He was in the movie, the second one.
Yeah, that's right. And he was just the shit that I hate as well, called fucking Identity Theft.
Yep.
Yeah. No.
But his
he's in a lot of shit. I mean,
he's in a lot. Yeah, he's in a lot of shit.
Kind of plays like almost in the villain role or whatever. He has definitely the good look for the villain as well.
Yeah, I loved his. He didn't say much. I want to say he probably had like maybe 20 lines total dialogue. It's just the way he like looked, his looks, just so it was so like beautiful. Just like you felt his persona, just the way he looked.
His look brought personality to it.
Yeah. He was awesome.
Yeah, I thought he was just really cool, man. You know, I gotta say, I was worried at first when we had to watch this, because I was like, oh man, I remember having some good moments of Terminator 2. I was like, I don't wanna continue that Throwback Tuesday trend of watching movies I liked in the past and haven't seen in a while, and then go back and like, oh, this is some bullshit. But I gotta say, man, especially after one that was really so close to us, which was Aliens, and you just look at that and go like.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's kind of generic, man. It's kind of a generic action film. I mean, shit. The hell is that thinking about? I've always loved the first Alien over Aliens anyway, but people always make that argument, which one is better, and then watching Aliens go like, why do people never make that argument again? The first one is clearly better than this one. But, you know, the same argument has been made about Terminator and Terminator 2. And I still like the first one more or whatever. But I got to say, man, I see why that argument always got brought up, though, because, wow, this is a great fucking sequel, dude.
They consider this probably one of the best sequels that, next to, like, Godfather 2, that was so much better than the original, which is, it's very hard to do a lot of the times.
It really is, because that first one, it pretty much puts you in the world and captivates you into to the characters and stuff like that, and the second one is just more detailed story going into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, nowadays, especially last summer and this summer, I've said with a couple of movies like 22 Jump Street, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, How to Train Your Dragon 2, I'll even say Avengers 2, is that those movies, I don't think, because everybody's asking which one's better, the first one, the second, I always go like, you know what, I don't think it's better, and I don't think the first one's better. I think they're just one great long feature film and doing what a sequel is supposed to do, just up the action a little bit more and move the story along a little bit further, and I think all those movies did those pretty well, and I think this one did the same, man. I thought the action was up, amped up a little bit more, but not to the degree where it's just like, oh, it's just Aliens, it's the dumb action film, whatever, stuff like that. But this one had, even in the middle part where the T-1000 is gone for a while, there's a middle part in here where it's just Arnold, Linda Hamilton, and John Connor, and they're just kind of driving around, getting weapons stuff, but you get so much story in that section of just filling you in of Skynet and stuff like that. You're just like, oh, this is fucking amazing. This is incredible right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really furthers the plot, but there's a lot of, I would say there's a lot of stuff that they could have taken out, because this was a very long movie.
About 2 hours and 15 minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, around there. I said closer to maybe 2:30. But it's like, especially at the end, I'm like, well, we'll get to that, but there is some time, especially when, because you kind of forget, I don't want to say you forget about the T-1000.
Yeah, you kind of do, actually, though.
Yeah, it's because there's, what, a good 45 minutes of just Arnold, Linda, Edward figuring out Skynet, and then...
I think it was right after they left the mental institution and they blew his car up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
After that, you don't see the T-1000, like you said, for like a good 30, 35, 40 minutes, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, even at the end of the film, like when they break into, I guess, I forgot the name of that company, where I guess Skynet really became created. He comes in, you kind of like, oh, mission stopped, right? And then he comes back into the picture on his motorcycle, and he's just like, I forgot about him for a moment, I forgot. So, you know, he's kind of like this movie is kind of like a movie that didn't need a villain, but had one anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because the real villain here is Skynet and stopping that.
Yeah.
But basically, it kind of had two plots in its own way. It didn't bother me personally, but I could see where it probably would. People would be like, oh yeah, I forgot that guy was in here. So
yeah, and I do have to give major props. This was 91, and the special effect, especially with the T-1000, when he liquefied and he got shot, that was absolutely beautiful for 91.
I gotta say, 91. The liquefied looked good, but you remember the beginning shot of the T-1000 when they were showing the future or whatever? He looked like shit.
He did.
Yeah, like it was funny. That looked like shit, but like everything else later in the film looked fine. I was just like, so I guess they didn't spend no money on that part right there.
No, but I love the liquefied. It's when he got shot and he just, you know, reformed.
How did the blade on his hand look better than the claws in Wolverine movies?
They put more detail into it.
That bitch. Like, you said 1991. They showed a blade come out of a dude's hand probably about four or five times in this movie,
mm-hmm.
and each time looked 20 times better than every moment in any of them Wolverine movies when he was looking at his claws and shit. You're just like, God damn, dude. Seriously?
Yeah, especially when, even when John Carter's adopted, or what, foster mom, when she did that, when she was the T-1000 was her, that was beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, this movie, it has a lot of fucking cool moments and elements to it. And it was making me remember why I liked Terminator so much. And I was sitting back going like, man, this is a really cool concept of a movie. It's a shame that the third one fucking sucked and we couldn't get a proper send-off to it.
Yeah. And that was the third one the last one before Arnold got in the office?
When did the third one come out? Was it 98?
Wasn't
that long ago. No, fucking no, what the hell.
It was. I want to say it was in the 2000s.
Was it really?
2003.
Damn, the third one came out in 2000. I thought it was like 98 or 99. Fuck, dude. So, I mean, it took them 91? Oh, yeah, you're right. Terminator 3 was the last one before Arnold, because Arnold got in office around 2003, 2004 era. But, fuck, dude, it took that long to make that third one, and yet it still sucked, huh?
Because he wasn't in Salvation at all, was he?
No.
And because it seems like they really tried to continue the series, because you had, obviously, Rise of the Machines, Salvation, then the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yeah.
Which I guess people...
It's a popular series.
I never watched it, because I'm... And like I said...
No, I'm talking about Terminator series. I'm not talking about fucking Sarah Connor. I don't give a fuck about Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, franchise, it's a top franchise.
I mean, it's a lot to do with it. That's why. I mean, just watching Terminator 2 alone, I saw a lot of possibilities of where a sequel could go and stuff like that, how to carry on the franchise, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
in Genesis, Arnold and Cameron saying, this is the third movie you guys been really wanting.
Oh, they both been saying that.
They've been saying the fuck out of it. They're saying that this is the movie that's going to end his first two films, whatever. He's saying this is glorious, whatever. And then next thing you know, Rotten Tomatoes put that score up, whatever, and it's at 17% right now.
The guy who wrote Drive Angry wrote this, so I have no hope into that.
Oh, he wrote what, Terminator Genesis?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought you were talking about this one.
He co-wrote it.
I mean, come on now, it's got fucking Jai Courtney in it, I mean, shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, you know, fake ass Sarah Connor and, you know, Arnold's being back. I've been waiting on you.
It does have Jason Clarke in it, and I actually loved him in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, so.
I wouldn't say love. He was alright, but.
I liked him, man. I liked him a lot. And they got,
I don't fuck about none of the human characters, really. In
Lee Byung-hun, or. I saw the devil guy.
Yes. I always forget how to pronounce his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's the T-1000 in that one. T-1000 in that one.
Yeah, but say, is it a T-1000 or
an upgrade? He might be upgraded, but like you said before we recorded, Genesis ripped off Judgment Day.
Yeah, I mean, just when you watch that trailer, you see so many elements where it just looks like Judgment Day, just like... Even how Sarah Connor is dressed and shit, how she looks in the Genesis trailer, she looks just like Linda Hamilton at the end of the Terminator 2. They're just like, okay, you can stop it. I mean, you by facial wise, you look nothing like. I don't give a damn. You put shit on a dog, it's still shit on a dog. You see what I'm saying? So yeah. You know, I don't care what you say. And then you know fucking Jai Courtney and his dull ass face, and then Arnold. Why the fuck did I don't know? I'm not gonna judge the movie yet, whatever. I'm gonna say, how the fuck does he age? He's a robot.
I don't know.
But never mind. We'll talk about that later and shit. You know, I love how Red Robin is sponsoring Terminator Genesis stuff.
Oh, I just had a laugh at that one.
Yeah, and by the time people hear this, I've already seen it. But, you know, at the screen, I hear that they're going to give out Red Robin burgers for us or whatever shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Aw.
So, you know what that means? Whenever a movie does that, people will go up with this eye. Whenever a movie has a screener for critics and it just, like, tries to, like, unless it's not like, part of the, like, with Cinderella, I thought it was a really cool event. What they did is they, like, turned the lobby of the theater into, like, a ballroom dance and stuff like that or whatever for, like, and, like, had little girls dressed up in princess outfits and, you know, had, like, food and stuff like that. That was really cool. That was unique or whatever and shit because I was like, oh, that's awesome. But usually whenever a movie does stuff like that, that means they're trying to suck up the critics to be fair or be nice or generous.
Yeah. But it seems like it's like, hey, come see this piece of shit. We'll give you free food.
Yeah, exactly. Because they did that shit in in Chappie. Man, it took... I remember at first I was like, oh, this is cool. I'm about to see a robot movie. And it doesn't come out until like March next year. I saw it like in October. Actually, I saw it in September, and I was just sitting there going like, yeah, this is going to be cool, whatever, you know, I was like, I get to see a movie coming out in March, hitting almost midsummer or whatever, it's got Boyd Neil Blomkamp on it, I was like, alright, it's cool, and the next, you know, it took like 30 minutes before the movie started, they were passing out free concession stand food and stuff, I was just like, alright, that's nice of them, and then, you know, he had the guy, one of the producers come out and just like, now some of the movie isn't completed yet. So be a little fair when you're rating the action on your cards. Be a little fair when you rate the action, because the special effects just haven't been rendered yet. But we hope you tend to enjoy the movie, but there's some things that just not complete yet. So, you know, just take that into consideration. And I was just like, wow, they're really stalling. Something must be wrong with this movie now. Something's wrong with this movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen Chappie.
You don't need to fucking see it. Fuck Chappie.
I don't think I want to see it. But Terminator 2, I love the action scenes, like you said earlier, are phenomenal, especially the, I don't know what it's called, the intersection, when Arnold and John Carter are on the bike, and T-1000's in the semi.
Okay, people, this was shot in L.A., I guess they mainly call those, I forgot what the fuck they call those.
It's a flood control, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much sewer shit. I mean, it's pretty much if you see one of those and you're in LA, you're in the ghetto then.
Okay.
Pretty much, because I can tell you this right now, in any of the nice areas of LA or LA County areas or whatever, you won't find that anywhere. But if you go to somewhere like fucking Compton or something like that, yeah, 9 times out of 10, you're going to see a couple of those.
Okay. Yeah, because you see, because they do a lot of movies. A lot of movies are done in that setting.
I know. I love it because they're always talking about, oh, you know, this area needs to be re-gentrificated and stuff like that and shit. And this is like, yet y'all shoot some of the most highest grossing films of all time in the ghetto. Very, very but funny there.
I absolutely love that chase scene.
Chase scene is great.
I do wonder, it's like, it happened even in T3. Why does the T-1000 or TX take the biggest fucking vehicle that I guarantee that's not going to be as fast as what the other person's driving?
I gotta say, when the T-1000, this one, used that big ass semi truck and hit that kid's dirt bike, I was like, that kid would have been dead right
yep.
there.
Yeah.
There was no fucking way that when he bumped into that little fucking bike at full force too, that bike was still able to stay straight, narrowed, or whatever, and keep driving at the same pace. I was like, there's no fucking way. That bike would have got hit by that truck. That bike would have just fucking spinned out of control and got ran over right there. There's no fucking way. That little-ass bike. It's damn near a moped.
Yeah, it was a moped. Yeah.
There's no fucking way. That bike would have got hit by that truck and still been able to keep going.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. But it doesn't take away. It's, you know, it's a fantasy movie. That's what it is.
No, it's a sci-fi.
Whatever.
No, it's a fucking difference. Don't you say whatever. It's a fucking difference.
What's the difference?
Don't you mix that goddamn Lord of the Rings shit.
Oh.
Shit, don't you mix that fantasy shit with this great element here. What's the difference? Shit, fantasy is some bullshit. Sci-fi is supposed to be based on something that could actually happen in real events.
Okay.
Terminator could happen. You never know.
Well, she set a date, which was, I think it was 97, when she was talking to the doctor.
August 25th, 1997.
What was supposed to happen that day?
The world was going to be engulfed in flames.
Yeah, it hasn't happened.
I was going to say, see, this is where probably logic's going to kick in. So, 1997, right? August.
Wait. I was going to say, that would be cool if T3 came out that day. Just think about that one.
Maybe I'll watch that in 1997. That movie came out. That's a good one. But check this out now. She's obsessed with that date, right?
Yes.
In the movie. But yet, Arnold, the new Terminator, the upgraded model of his, came from 2025 or 2029, right?
2029, yeah.
So then why is she still freaked out then?
Yeah. That's a good one. That's why I said this whole franchise is like somewhat confusing.
Now, maybe her dream was just meant that it only takes out half of the population. But I heard it took out, like, did she say 3 billion or 4 billion or some shit like that?
I think
that?
She said 3 billion.
That's a huge, that's almost, it could be damn near the country. That's a country. Shit, that's a country.
It is.
It's a fucking country.
It is. Well, she had that dream where she's watching herself at the park.
Yeah.
and they turned to ash, which was a cool sequence.
That was a really cool sequence. I mean, that would have made a badass Pompeii movie right there.
That was Pompeii.
So Pompeii ripped off Terminator 2 then, as we say. All right.
Yeah.
That could have been a badass sequence. But yeah, so she's paranoid, and that house talking about 1997, saying all humans are going to be ceased to exist and stuff like that. But yeah, you have an android, if you will, in Arnold Schwarzenegger, who comes from 2029, sent from John Connor, that he sent down here. So it turns out that pretty much humans, they may not be in the best predicament, but they don't seem to live into what Sarah Connor's dream had happened.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, what the fuck she's still paranoid about? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm. I haven't seen the first one in a while, so maybe I just haven't really.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it. So
yeah, especially that third. Like I said, I keep forgetting about the third ones. I don't know if they probably went into that, or maybe I missed something. But I don't know, the logic right there of her craziness seems to be a little out the boat there.
Well, she was very crazy in this one.
She was hot too when she was
crazy. But she was in the mental hospital, and I don't know why a lot of movies do this, that when she was sedated, that the orderly, like, licked her face.
That shit was weird.
I was hoping he would get killed, and I don't know if he really got killed, but he got hit really hard in the face. Like,
came out of nowhere, too, though.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. But, like, the orderlies, they got their ass kicked by, they had to have died. He said he wouldn't kill no one, he had to have died.
Like, I kept shooting him in the legs, too. Probably one of... Probably out of all the franchises, Terminator is probably Arnold's best performance.
Out of any movie he's done?
Probably so.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of charisma in this, obviously, because, you know what? He obviously is a man that can't act, so, you know, playing a robot shouldn't be hard.
Okay, when this came out, how old were you?
When did this come out? 91?
Yeah.
Let's see, my brother had just been born, so I had to have been about 3,
okay.
4.
I was...
On July, so yeah, July 91, so then yeah, I was about 3 then.
I was about 10. I was 10. And the way John Carter was teaching Arnold how to talk, I'm like, kids don't talk about that. And the fucked up thing is, John Carter's supposed to be 10 years old in this movie.
Was he 10 in this movie?
It says he's 10.
Yeah, damn. Shit. I would at least say it's 16.
I would say 14 to 16.
I thought they did say his age. He was older than that in this movie.
Well, I'm looking at Wikipedia. It says 10.
Yeah, Wikipedia's
so.
Probably fucking wrong. Dude, don't read Wikipedia. Shit, people just write in Wikipedia. Shit, fuck. Don't get your facts from Wikipedia. I could have sworn they said that he was 15 or something like that in this movie.
Let's see. He wasn't born in the first one.
No.
Okay, here's why it's so confusing. Why did they go to when he was like a baby or something? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. Why didn't they go back in time to when he was a baby?
Yeah.
That way it probably would have been easier to just kill his ass right there. I don't know, man. Time traveling maybe had limitations. Hey, I got one. Why the fuck did they show up naked?
And why did, why did the people at the bar, like, think nothing of a guy being naked, you know? The ladies liked it.
The women was looking at his slong going like, damn, shit, all right. And the men was just, like, laughing at it. They did think something of it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, everything I'm looking at.
You talking about time traveling, Z. I mean, shit. You know, people are ignorant when it comes to time doing. People are less harsh when it comes to time traveling.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out his age. He wasn't born in the first movie, correct? And that was 84.
Yeah.
7 years later, he's a teenager ish. That doesn't make sense.
Are you going by fucking movie logic though, or when the film was made?
I'm gonna go thinking of movie logic. He wasn't born. I don't know. He wasn't alive in the first one.
Hey, you're confusing yourself now. You're going by when the fucking film was made now. Shit. Not in the movie world where what time was. Get off of this subject. Move on, man. Shit.
Mm. Well, they said he was 19. They said he was 19 in the third one.
Made in 91. Okay, Z. Yeah, so the production was made 7 years later. Okay, I don't get where you're getting at here.
Well, they said he was 19 in the third one.
Okay.
Which is kind of believable. That one's believable.
This one's believable.
This one's believable, you're correct.
Because Sarah Connor did say, I've been locked up for 15 years, so.
Okay. And then he does say he's been with his... He really said his mom was like a slut. Did you remember hear him say that a lot?
Yeah, that was cool.
Like... Yeah. Like, she's, I think, what do you say? She slept around because to feel.
She wanted to use them. She was like, sleeping with them to use them to get what she wanted out of them. And then she would just like, you know, leave them and shit. I was like, that's cool, man. I got something you might want. It's like, I'll teach you how to podcast, Sarah Connor, if you want to, like, you know.
That's just normal. That's just a normal woman.
I like that shit. That's hot shit. I don't know why you call her a slut. Don't disrespect your mom like that, dude. Just pass her around real quick over here at P1, man. Shit. It's looking good in them. Especially when she suited up, too. She came out in all that black or whatever on, and I had that hair whipped back. I was like, God damn, Linda Hamilton. You can get it, girl.
Yeah.
She had them crazy ass cheeks. I wish she would have shot that black dude. That would have been hilarious.
I like Joe Morton. I really do. Did he overact a lot?
In this?
Yes.
I don't think he acted at all. He didn't have shit to say, so...
Well, like, when he was dying, he was spazzing out. I'm like, I've never seen that in a movie.
Well, have you ever seen someone dying in his position?
No.
Exactly, then. So there you go. He has his finger on a bomb. He knows if he dies, he's going to let it go or whatever, and it kills everyone in there.
I'm
just a man that's a fucking pussy that we've seen in this film. So I don't think you'd be comfortable with killing hundreds of people in this building.
And I didn't really care to know about his family.
I personally didn't. I wish you would have shot him and the boy. Yeah.
And the wife.
No, the wife could have lived just to live in pain. She could have been the new Sarah Connor for the third one.
Yeah.
There you go.
But, like, it was actually, what was the, you said it was like the company before Skynet, which was Cyberdyne. So,
pretty much the company that I guess put together Skynet. Pretty much which Miles Dyson, played by Joe Morton, he's the one that created it. And I'm thirsty. If I was there, I'd just shot his ass.
Yeah,
I'd see it right there.
Yeah, because he. Well, I want to say he was the main reason, but his information will still work.
That is a good point, too, because, like you said, it's a good thing that he did die in the film, because I would have did some fucked up shit. Let's just say the movie spoilers crew was here, and everybody was like, P1, don't shoot him, come on now, there's other ways of doing this, and I'd have been like, fine. And then we would have went to that building and blew up all of his stuff, whatever, and he still lived, and we all have been like, we did a good job here, whatever. Y'all would have been like, where's P1? Where's Miles Dyson at? All you would have heard in the background was a loud-ass gunshot or whatever still going on. And then me coming out the woods going like, I don't know what happened to Miles, man. He just went crazy and shot himself or something like that. Because I would have still shot his ass.
Because Courtney Vance is in the new one, right?
Shit, I don't know. I'll keep up.
I think he's supposed to be Miles
Dyson. I don't watch TV, so I don't know who the fuck these people are.
Oh. Well... It's like, he said it himself, like, how would he know what would happen in the future? It's like, you know what I mean?
The Looper effect.
It's the Looper effect.
Yeah, even though Bruce Willis still got killed, the events of what happened still didn't change because that kid's still gonna grow up to be a dick, because at the end of that movie, it ends with that kid looking like he was pissed off and angry because his mom still got shot and shit, so he was still angry, so...
If my mom was Emily Blunt, I'd be angry too.
Fuck yeah, well, because number one, you can't fuck her.
That's angry right there.
That's angry right there. It's like, god damn, my mom is hot. Shit, every dude want to fuck her. Can you imagine going to school and be like, hey yo, man, that shit, Z, man, I was fucking jacking off your mom's photos when she was in that movie last night. It's like, god damn, everybody can jack off except for me. Shit.
Okay.
Hot ass Emily Blunt mom. God damn. Shit, that girl's hot. That girl's fine.
Yeah.
I'd have shot his ass still. I'd have shot his ass. Y'all have been mad at me because he'd be like, whoa, P1, what the hell are you doing? I'd have been like, hey, it had to be done, man. He ain't taking no fucking chances.
Had to be done.
Now take out your phones now and lay them down on the ground. I'm going to sidestep every one of them.
Could you imagine how horrible this movie would have been CGI-wise? if it was made today. This, if T2 was made today.
Oh, T2 was made today.
It would have been overhyped on CGI.
I don't have a problem with CGI. I don't know why you always have a fucking problem with CGI. I barely even fucking notice the effects and shit in here or whatever. I mean, I was more interested in the story itself. But
the story is amazing. I'm not going to lie.
The story is good because it carries on from a better film. Well, not a better film, but a greater film.
Mm-hmm.
From the first one, which everyone loved. If you didn't like the first one, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. But, and, you know, this one continued that story element of it, and so it was just still amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Had Terminator 1 and 2 been made today, still probably would have been good if it would have been the same exact film, because, hell, this, in a way, this movie does kind of predict our future now, because we're so heavily involved with technology that, you know, something like Skynet and all this shit being introduced, I think would have been still effective.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, cell phone, social media would have been a key component.
Probably so. Yeah, I could see that a lot, too. I would even say, somebody shut them goddamn birds up out there. They are fucking like crazy. They've been chirping ever since we started this shit. They just, like, out there just like, hey, P1, we getting fucked right now. What you doing? I'm sitting here with a fucking injured foot. What do you think I'm doing? Shit. Anyway, though, people, that motherfucker's just said, hey, it's a lovely day. It's sunny a lot. Look at the water. Look at the water right here. Hey, I'm going to throw water on you. Shut the fuck up, bird. Shit. Anyway, what was I saying now? Oh, yeah, fuck Melissa McCarthy. Now, what are you saying?
Wait, what?
I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Okay, I know what I'm saying. The problem with the new Terminators, if you will, that nobody gives a fuck about them is because they suck. That's why they fucking suck.
They really take away from the formula, from what it made.
Man, they don't give a fuck about those movies. Like, that new one, it's just like, hey, let's just rehash some old shit that you love.
Yep, exactly.
Like I said, Terminator, the franchise itself, has so many elements of where it could go, and yet your main thing is like, oh, I want to rehash this element or whatever. Like, I guess the plot in the first one, oh, no, not in the first one, the new one is, they should have not showed this shit in the trailer. I don't know what it is about Terminator, the new ones and their trailers, but they just spoil the fuck out of everything. But the plot just seemed to be like, oh, we're sending what's his name? Kyle Reese back in time to prevent the war from happening. Then next thing you know, John Connor is there as Jason Clark, full grown and everything, and he seemed to be corrupted by the T-1000. They turned him into a T-1000 or whatever. And next thing you know, he's out to kill them as well. So now they got to find. It's like, wow, he just told me the element there, whatever. That sounds stupid as fuck for a lot of fucking reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, like you just said, why don't they just fucking go back in time, stop the war from preventing, but apparently what happened was when he went back in time that something changed as well, and I don't know if that has anything to do with the effects of what these movies did, because they keep saying that it ties in with the first and second one a lot.
So is the third one and the fourth one do not exist?
Well, the fourth one, it almost felt like that one was like on its own entity.
Okay.
In a way, I'm not gonna, because they don't even call the fourth one, first of all, it's just Salvation, which I think, the reason I thought was a cool concept of the Terminator franchise as well, is just, like I said, wasted fucking potential.
It's a spinoff, pretty much, right?
I wouldn't even say spinoff, I mean, because you do got the character in there, somewhat, I think they're saying they fuck the third one, forget about that one.
Okay.
But I know Cameron and Arnold just came out and said Salvation was terrible. It was the worst one of the franchise. I'm just like, Cameron, maybe it's time for you to retire now.
Should.
Yeah, you making statements like that now. Yeah, it's about time you retired. Because I don't know if you remember that third one. That was a piece of shit. And this new one don't look that far from it. So.
I didn't like the third one. Was terrible. It was very
terrible. That's not up for debate.
It was completely bullshit. So
fucking abysmal.
That's a good word for it.
I don't know. Maybe Wayne and Luke liked it because they liked the third Jurassic Park movie. So I don't know.
Nobody likes that movie.
thank you. They liked it though. Shit. Man, what does that tell you?
The talking raptors.
Okay. All right.
Bomb.
See, what would you give this movie? final.
Well, I want to talk about the end thing quick. I love the hand.
I'm no fucking boss, man.
Well, I am. I loved it, but I you know, you like it, and then you really love it towards the end of the final battle with the T-1000 and Terminator. It's absolutely awesome hand to hand. Well, hand to hand for two robots, but I absolutely love that. I'm gonna give it like. I'm not gonna say heist. I'm gonna give it like a regular see it because I can't stand Edward Furlong, and I hated him in this.
Oh man, he was the most annoying thing of the whole fucking movie, man.
He was. I mean, the Terminator is a robot, but don't act like he is human. Don't try to program him as you can say, as a normal person saying stupid freaking lines. I mean, Arnold says those two awesome lines, "Hasta la vista." And I'll be back.
So you saying, because you said you were 10 at the time, you saying kids wasn't talking like that back then?
No.
Okay, thank God. Because I was about to say, man, if y'all sound like that, then damn. What was the other phrase he had him say? Like, it was like, chill out.
Oh, fuck, when he was in the car.
I forgot. He was, chill out, don't be a dickwad or something.
Don't
like
be
that.
A dickwad, yeah.
Dickwad, or he said you can mix the phrase, like, chill out, dickwad, or something like that.
Oh, and then freaking Sarah Connor was looking at him when they were doing the high fives, and they're like, she was looking at him like he's like talking like he's a father to him. I'm like, oh, shut up.
Oh, man, see, you spoiled my fucking criticism. I was just about to say that, man. I fucking hated that part of the film. I was like, okay, really? And then she tried to give this background story. She's like, a robot and him or whatever are together, and then, you know, like, he's never had this connection with anyone or whatever. I was like, he doesn't have any connection with this motherfucker. I mean, shit, this is the first time out of the whole movie that they've had a moment to, like, really talk and just, like, be, like, playful with it.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole rest of the movie, this kid is just, like, he's not screaming. I don't want to say, like, I don't put him on that stereotype that he just screams out the movie, but, like, he's just like, running from fear, and the T-1000 just, well, not T-1000, but Arnold is just saving him. This is the first time in the movie that when they were in that car and he was teaching them the slang and they started doing the high five, it was the first time when they just finally got to connect.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what the fuck that really, like, it's like, oh, and then, oh, even at the end, too, when he was hugging, don't leave us, whatever, and shit. I love the look on Sarah Connor's face. She wanted to say so bad, boy, if you don't get the fuck out the way and let me burn this fucking robot right now. But because she had this look on her face, it was like, all right, now, once we burn him, I'm going to teach you how to grow a set.
Grow some balls.
He was fucking crying and shit, talking about, I was just like, okay, dude. You start off in the movie like you some fucking rebel or something like that. And then he kept calling his foster parents dicks and shit.
Yeah.
How are they dicks?
Yeah, good point. Like, what did they do? I mean, they just told, like, the beginning, the mom says, clean your room. You're like, oh,
you
that's...
clean your room in a month. Please clean your room or whatever. That's... Okay, and then after that, when he called her, he was like, she's being way too nice. I was like, she was nice in the fucking beginning of the film.
Yeah, I just thought, I'm like, it primarily focuses around those three. Four, if you want to count the T-1000, but, like, secondary characters mean absolute shit in this movie.
The kid was the worst.
That's why I can't give it a high C, because I cannot stand him.
I thought that everything with the kid, even when he went and talked, just the elements that it brought around, even with the foster parent, oh, they're dicks or whatever, you know, they're terrible, you know, but I gotta check on them and stuff like that. Why? You don't give a fuck about them.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden you got to check on them?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, man, I was going to give it a high, see it too, but, you know, the longer the movie went on, especially with that ending when he was hugging Arnold and shit like that, I'm just like, I don't know if you've been paying attention, kid, but he got to die. So,
yep.
I don't know where these emotions come from or anything like that. That's why you can't have kids in shit situations like this. They're too fucking sympathetic. I'd have to shoot the kid too. Y'all be... You know, you guys would be like Walking Dead, the movie supposed crew would be like, man, P1 just shot that kid in the head or whatever, didn't say anything, whatever, and shit. I'd be like, I did you guys a favor. That kid would have slowed us down. I did a favor. I did a huge fucking favor. He'd have slowed us down. He'd have got too emotional. He'd probably would have been fucking Sarah Connor. He'd have walked in on us, you know, and he'd have been crying, oh, you fucked Mulan, whatever, you know. I just had to stop him, you know.
But they made the story continued because he got his arm stuck in that thing, right? That's how they found more parts out of him, because he tried to destroy everything of him, right?
And thus the third movie was created.
And the fourth one.
That piece of shit. You ain't seen Salvation. You shut the fuck up about Salvation.
Well, from what you're saying, I heard it's bad, but I'll see it sometime.
Why?
I don't know. Why'd I see Insidious 2?
Yeah, that was your fault. Don't put that on people. No, you didn't just compare Insidious to the Terminator franchise.
No. Like, you asked, why'd I see it? Like, why I hate Insidious 1, why'd I see it in 2? I just saw it for curiosity, that's it.
You like the first and second one of Terminator.
Do I like, which one do I like better?
No, but you like them, though.
Yes, I do.
So why would you compare that to Insidious?
I don't know.
You son of a bitch, you. How dare you? How fucking dare you, Z? You know what, I'm done. Go ahead and finish the rest. I don't care. I'm done. I don't talk to you no more. I'm done. Son of a bitch. I'm done. I'm sitting here. I'm open now. I'm arms crossed. Whatever. Not talking.
Arms crossed.
You're in 5 minute timeout, sir. 5 minute timeout. Right now. Starting now. Okay, I gotta start continuing the show. Alright, people. In the questions now. Z done took this to a dark place now. First, he's talking about shooting kids in the head. Now he's talking about shit like that. Dude, you're fucking terrible, dude. I hope you never be a father.
Good. I don't want to be.
What an asshole. Man, I can't believe you, Z. You're terrible, dude. You don't want to be. Wow. Kids are precious, man. They're like corn, you know? They're like a good old piece of corn on the cob, you know? You take a bite out of one piece, you still gotta finish around the rest, just like kids.
That is the worst analogy ever.
They grow like corn, you know? They start off white, and they grow up a little bit more yellow. You know? Progression, Z.
Oh my god, that's the worst analogy ever.
No, it's not! Z, you don't get it. Z, you're not a parent. You don't get it.
You're not a parent.
I am a parent. I'm a parent to a lot of things in this office. I'm a parent to that bar over there. It's my baby. I'm a parent to this computer right here. It's my baby right there. That Captain America shield sitting up there. That's my baby. I have the Tesseract now and some of the Infinity Stones here. I'm a parent to that. It's my baby. That Pac-Man machine over there, I'm a parent to that as well. I'm a parent, man. I'm a parent to movie spoilers. You know, it's my baby. So.
Okay.
I'm a parent, Z. I had a dog. I was a parent to that.
Okay.
So yeah, it's the same thing. Raising a dog, raising the kids, same thing.
Hey, after seeing kids in all these movies, I don't want to be a parent.
After just seeing kids in real life, I don't want to be a parent. So.
True.
I don't know. Women say this bullshit of like, we have to have kids because it's like it completes a woman. I'm just like, well, then you need to go find someone to put a semen up in you because you're talking to the wrong motherfucker then. So.
That's best. The best birth control is to take that woman to Walmart and watch them with a family of kids.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the best birth control was to take her to the alley of Walmart and have a dude stick a coat hanger up her vagina and make sure she never can give kids again.
I'm not saying nothing to that one.
Oh, okay. All right, Z. You're a terrible dude. I can't believe you would say some shit like that, dude. Dude, seriously. Take him to the alley of Walmart. Wow, you're horrible. I can't believe you think that, Z.
Sorry.
Why would you think something like that? Terrible. I know Mrs. One had tried to lay that shit on me one time. I gave her this look like... I said, do you like your home? Do you like living here? I suggest you keep statements like that to yourself.
Let's get into questions.
Yeah, let's get into questions before I get a phone call from this one. Guess what? I just left the doctor. I'm pregnant. And then next you know, Z just says, hey, P1, you still there? And then all you hear is everyone is screaming in the background, oh my god, black man just hung himself.
Willingly.
Wow! We can't tell if he's dead yet, though. Oh, he just shit himself. Yep, he's dead.
He died willingly.
Yeah. Are you playing porn right now?
That was an accident.
Playing porn, dude.
Probably in that Christopher Cross. That's when he's playing people. Sailing takes me away from where I always heard it could be. Alex says, P1, you do know that the movie is called Harold and Kumar, not NPH Escapes from G-Bay, LOL.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
That would have been a better movie.
This movie is called Escape from, MPH Escape from Guantanamo Bay. What are you talking about?
Now, when I wrote this in the description, that's because that's what it says. That's why the poster has MPH on it. There's a poster with MPH on it. That, what did that tell you then? He was the star of the movie. So there you go.
Yeah. And he was a cameo. And they made him, and they made a poster for him.
He was in the whole movie. I saw it.
Yeah, he was. He played Harold and Kumar.
That's right, yeah. They were. He was so high that he saw himself as an Asian man and an Indian man, so yeah.
He probably would have played it better.
And he did do it, but yeah, he did a great job. And then, you know, he saw himself come to real life, whatever, and he went to a whorehouse. It was one of MPH's best performances. I mean, give that guy an Oscar for that movie, because he was like, he stood out carrying that movie all the way from the beginning to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, NPH Escape from Guantanamo Bay, best movie ever. It was hard to find it, though, when I typed that in. I don't know why.
It worked.
Yeah, but, you know, that's NPH.
They just make a fourth one all about him.
They should make a spinoff of just him and Rob Corddry.
Yeah, and them just talking about Starship Troopers.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You're the reason why I joined the force. Got two words for you. Starship fucking troopers. I said, what? What?
Hey, gotta take out bugs, man.
Hey, did the beginning of Terminator 2 look, did Starship Troopers look like that? They showed you the future.
A little bit.
I was like, wow. Starship Troopers tried to rip off Terminator 2.
All right. A little bit.
It's awesome.
Mm.
Next question comes from Holly. She said, damn, Z, you didn't know about the Sex and the City picture and or X'd up P1? I wasn't X'd up. I was just horny. Difference.
Yeah, it is.
She said, pay attention. And act like you ain't the only one that. Oh, what is that? You like the only one that don't know what's going on here. Pay attention. Yeah, pay attention. See, you pay attention too, Holly. I wasn't X'd up.
I don't go on Twitter a lot. I forget I have it most of the time.
Hey, you said Twitter. Oh, that's the name of it. Never mind. Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. You're nasty, Z. Get your mind out of the gutter. You fucking nasty.
Get off the X, motherfucker.
What are you talking about? I went on X. It's horny. It's horny.
Mm-hmm.
Why does people think I was on X? That's not true. You're ignorant.
Well, you've been drugged before.
That was roofied. Thank you very much. I was roofied. Yes.
Yeah. Nice,
probably. The second time though, it had no effect, so it didn't do anything.
Because you're immune to it.
Yeah. First time, wow, what a world that was. Not a day, what a world. But second time, I was like, yeah. Like, quick story here, people. Last January, February, I think, or something like that, 2014, me and Cody went to this rooftop bar called The Standard. And I went to this, I don't know how, but Cody hooked up with this chick, and I guess her friend that I was talking to, she went with them because I was on the dance floor the whole fucking night, and I kind of wore myself out. And like, there was this girl here, she was like, "You made my mom, you gave her the best birthday ever. She had a great time with her." And I looked at her, and I was like, "That's your mom? God damn, she's hot." I said, "Shit." I said, "You're a daughter? Fuck. Wow." get a freeway going. He's flying dating Mrs. One, everyone, so it's got calm down, whatever. But, what had happened? All those, they had a room, whatever. Everybody was in their room. And I get a call from Cody, I guess, whatever. Hey, come down here. Him and the girl he was with, they're getting ready to leave. And when I got there, I was like, all right, I'll be there. I got there. Cody and the girl he was with, they left. And I was there with the girl, the friend or whatever and shit. And there was these European dudes in here. And I don't know, for me, it was getting kind of creepy. I was like, yeah, I'm going to leave. I'm going to head back to where I was at. And the girl said, no, don't leave. Don't leave. I was just like, and the look in her eye was a look of fear. And I was just like, Cody, what the fuck did you even drag me into? And they had their backs turned as they were pouring drinks, right? And they handed her a drink. They didn't give me one, though. And then they were just like, oh, drink's right there if you want one, right? And I just looked at it and was just like, ain't that a bitch? What the fuck? I don't get a drink. All right, whatever. Okay, I can see I wasn't invited to this, but, you know, hey. And her shit was, like, bubbling up.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, it's champagne. Drink the champagne or whatever. And she was just like, and someone knocked on the door. I think it was one of the other friends or whatever. So they went to go talk for a while or whatever and shit. She was like, I don't trust this fucking drink. Can you drink it? And she's like, can you pour this shit out? And I was like, hey, let me see that. I took a sip of that shit. I went like, I took another sip. I was like, yeah, there's a roofie in here.
Are you just like the official taste tester for that?
I was like, girl, they're trying to roofie your ass. I was like,
dude, that could be a business for you. Girls hire you to come to the bars with them. And taste their drinks.
Wow. Oh, for blind dates?
Yes.
Wow. Now, now those have to say that it didn't kick in because at the end of the night, I started playing a piano that wasn't even working and acting like it was working.
Oh, so you were Stevie Wondering it.
I was Stevie Wondering or whatever and shit like that because, you know, I did play piano, but I don't know what happened, whatever. So the effects did kick in, but it didn't kick in badly to where I'd be like, if you're a first timer and you got knocked up, whatever, you'd be like, oh, shit, I'm feeling it, whatever. But, yeah, they tried to roofie that girl. That's a great business idea, Z. We should do that. People, call Z. He'll set up my appointments or whatever shit. He's my assistant on this now.
Okay.
Whoever's on blind dates or a little bit weary or something like that, they got to go out with some guy or online dating is the best. Yeah, what's up, website, whatever. Hey, if you want to come with me, I'll have like voice comm in your headset or whatever and shit like that. Every time he hands you a drink, you just come to the bar, act like you're asking for a martini or something like that, whatever, and I sip your drink for you. I'll let you know that guy's cool or not, you know. But then you know I'm gonna go out of business when they develop a stronger roofie, and I can't even tell. If it's because it's not potent for tasting or anything like that.
Yeah, well, it'll be called blind date testing.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, and then next, you know it, ladies. If you do find out that he tried to roof you, I'll get you a cab home. I'll ride with you. I'll make sure you get inside your house just fine. I'll tuck you in bed or whatever, and I'll lay by the side of you and stroke your hair ever so lovely. I can hear the complaints coming in from Z. Yeah, this guy you sent me, he wouldn't leave, actually. I don't know if he's supposed to, like, lay with me or anything like that, but, was that recommended? Z be like, I'll send HR on him.
Mm-hmm, I'll be your HR.
He'll be HR, whatever. You'll say on air, if you want, you can't be getting into bed with him or anything like that.
Yeah, you can't be roofing the people.
Yeah, that kind of defeats the purpose of us saving them.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, girls, you got to watch yourself out there. Motherfuckers is trying to roofie you.
Did they find the guy?
Find what guy?
The guy that roofied her?
Shit, I know which guy it was.
Oh.
He just left, though. Because I was like, after I drunk it, I was just like, yeah, you might want to leave. I'm not going to lie, I finished the two of the other drinks that were sitting on the counter there. And then I remember saying, hey, thank you for the drinks, guys. It was awesome. I gotta get the fuck out of here. I gotta go find my friend or whatever. And she was like already down the hallway and shit like that.
And waste not, want not.
And I was gonna leave. because me and Cody took different cars, whatever. But obviously we live in different areas, whatever. But she wanted me to stay and wait for her friend that was with Cody and shit like that. I was like, wow, you were really paranoid about that. And then she said, you make it seem so natural, whatever. I was like, first time trying to get roofie?
First time.
I said, you would have had a hell of a party that night. Oh, yeah. Last question, though. Yeah, now that I do tell that, I was like, that does sound kind of weird. Why would I ask that? First time being a roofie? All
right. That is a weird question.
Anyway, last question we got here from Ariana. She says, we are about halfway through the year of films, guys. What the fuck is that? Hold her cat. Okay. All right. Hey, what's up? What has been your favorite and worst of the year so far? Ooh. I already said my favorite on my review, Inside Out. That's my favorite movie of the year.
I'm going to go Kingsman.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love Kingsman.
Kingsman was a hell of a lot of fun, man.
It was, and I'm hoping.
Blu-ray. I keep forgetting it came out already.
Yeah, I did too. I'm really hoping Vaughn comes back to do the sequel.
Yeah, I know they got Mr. Firth back. That's for sure.
Yeah, but I absolutely love that movie. Worst is obviously probably Insidious 3.
Kingsman came out in March, right? Or February?
February.
February. Yeah, that was a really good action-packed summer film, man. The trailers look cool for it, but I was expecting like a stupid, goofy action film or whatever. But
yeah, me really too. Good. Yeah, Samuel was awesome.
Oh yeah, he's great.
I love the, I don't know her name, I don't remember her name in the movie. His number one.
Yeah, I don't remember the names of the movie neither. I keep forgetting it comes out. Because yesterday I was like, I need to go to a Best Buy. I'm pretty sure some Blu-rays I don't have of a movie that came out. But then I was like, probably nothing. And then I was like, I know there's something. And it's always Kingsman. I keep forgetting I need to go get that. So.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Well, I'm actually changing my on worst. I was going to say Insidious 3, but I'm going to say It Follows.
Oh.
I'm going to say It Follows was probably the worst movie I've seen of the year so far.
Because nothing happened?
Yeah, for what they say, yeah. For what it said about the movie, yeah, it's complete bullshit.
Oh, and because it was a message about HIV?
Yep. Yep.
Did you? Oh, I gotta say, I remember when Cody left when we did the review, I was sending him photos of like condoms and saying It Follows and shit like that. They had like marketing campaigns with condoms and shit like that. I was just like, you gotta be shitting me. Come on now.
You know how you said Genesis is sponsored by Red Robin?
Yeah.
Trojan was sponsored. It Follows was sponsored by Trojan.
Yeah, apparently. Shit. I wonder how many schools they showed that movie in.
They probably, the kids were like, God damn it, this movie sucks too.
I'm sure there was a kid if, is that movie out on Blu-ray?
No.
When that movie comes out on Blu-ray, I'm pretty sure they're going to show that in sex ed, and then kids are going to be looking at it and like, what the fuck is this movie about?
You can buy the special feature and it has a box of condoms with it.
Yeah, exactly. It is, you know how like on the DC and Marvel movies, sometimes they have like little toys on the side? They're going to have a little condom, a gold wrapper on the side of it.
Oh, that movie pissed me off because of the hype on that movie.
Wrap it up too.
The hype on that movie.
Mrs. One, I've never seen her so fucking bored in her life. She was just like space. She like stretched out on the fucking, all the chairs. She lifted all the armrests up and just like laid down and shit like that. Cody was like lounging in his seat and shit. I was like, damn. I was like, this movie is fucking boring.
The DVD comes out July 14th and two quotes are on the cover. Nothing short of amazing and an instant classic.
Whatever. Whatever, man. Fuck out of here.
What's your worst?
My worst, yeah, that's a hard one. I had a lot of fuck-its this year so far. Probably isn't my worst. Like I've seen some worst that went straight to VOD, but I guess my worst mainstream I'll probably put out. Man, somewhere around the... It's around the time when It Follows came out. It Follows was one of them, and then the week after, Get Hard came out, and then the week after that, fucking... Fat Furious 7 came out. Those three, I was like, man, this is the worst fucking 3 weeks I've ever had, man. This is fucking terrible, dude. But I'm gonna go with Get Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck Get Hard. That is, it may not be my number one come the end of the year, but it's gonna be on the top 10 list, guaranteed.
I was thinking that one or either Paul Blart or Wedding Ringer for you.
Oh, shit. I forgot about Paul Blart.
Oh, people fuck. Forget about that.
God damn, nothing.
You getting shot at?
Nah, this kid's lighting an M80 outside right now. That's pretty cool. I'm looking at him right now, whatever. He gave me a thumbs up, too. He did it.
Well, at least he had his thumb. At least he kept his thumb.
That we know of, because he didn't really run that far, so. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Hey, I keep forgetting 4th of July is coming around, so it's time to pop them fireworks.
This weekend.
Yeah, this weekend. I keep forgetting about that shit. Yeah. So, by the time this goes up, Terminator Genesis will be out, because that comes out on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. So, midnight, people, go watch Terminator Genesis after you get done popping fireworks, I guess. I don't know. Shit. I know what I'm going to see at midnight. I'm going to go see Magic Mike XXL. Oof, bring my towel, too. This is going to be awesome, dude. I can't wait.
Is it the same towel as when you went to see 50 Shades of Grey?
Oh, man, no, I didn't need a towel for that. Magic Mike is a real 50 Shades of Grey now, man. Come on. I hope it ain't boring like the first one. Just stick to the dancing and taking off clothes. That's what it needs to be.
It's the male showgirls.
Yeah, just stick to that. They try to have a story and shit like that. I was like, that's boring. Come on now. Get naked. Shit, take your clothes off.
Yeah.
What up, people? It's that time, the end of the show. We hate to go, but we gotta go. But if you want to stay in contact with me and ask me if that kid kept his thumb or not, he looked like he did. I don't know. But he's still holding his ears right now. I'll be fucking with that kid on a daily basis. Like last week, they kept yelling out because they were playing basketball. I kept yelling, Kobe. And I was like doing editing or whatever. And I was just like, Kobe's the man or whatever. And they was like, LeBron or whatever. I was like, nigga sucks. So he just kept chanting out basketball players and shit.
Should have said Blake Griffin, Chris Paul.
They said Blake Griffin. I said, who?
Oh, he's the white ginger that plays for the LA team.
I know. He plays with the fucking Clippers.
But wait, he's white, chocolate, and ginger.
I'm a ginger.
No, are you?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you Blake Griffin?
Wow, this goes back to Holly. She's going to get on your ass about this now, man. She's going to get on your ass. She's going to get on your ass about this.
Man. Holly's the ones that picks points in a movie.
Man, Holly, she gonna ride your ass, man. Now it's cause she gonna be like, man, they had a long conversation about this, man. Come on now, God damn it, Z.
I can't listen to every show you do. I'm filming right now.
God damn it, Z. Holly, I got no part of Z right now. I don't want no part of this. That's him. Ride him.
You can ride me. Yeah.
So it's your fault, Z, by the way. Anyway, though, that's been Throwback Tuesday. But if you want to ask me if that kid's thumb is all right, or if you want to find out how much of a ginger I am, how much percentage or whatever, then you can tweet me at Twitter at Movie Spoiler Pod. Hey, I'm also in that maze that Dylan O'Brien will be coming back to in November.
I had to think about it. I caught that one.
And that's called Google Plus, baby. So if you're on there, which you probably are because everyone has a goddamn Gmail account at this point, so you most likely are. You just got to click on that little plus in the corner when you go to your Gmail account. And you just type in moviesports_TPO and you'll find me. I'm the one with the firing it up all the time, whatever. You can circle me, bitch. And if you want to listen to us on the go, you need to go to moviesportspodcast.podomatic.com. You can subscribe to our RSS feed and it'll take you to your little phone app, whatever, where all your podcasts at. You can subscribe to us there and you can listen to us on the road. That means you have no excuse of where to listen to us. You got three ways there, whatever.
iTunes as well?
That's part of iTunes, man.
Oh, Podomatic's iTunes?
It's an RSS feed, man.
Oh, okay.
God damn it. Holly, all right, is that? Now I'm on your side. Now, damn it, see, I was backing you up for a moment. Now I'm on her side. God damn you, Z.
Yep.
Why is that Mexican lady crying? Okay.
Because the kid blew off his thumb.
Yeah, I think he did now because he's crying. Shit.
Go find it. As a keepsake.
Damn, he must have hit something because he cried. Okay, whatever. All right, see, people, that's why I needed to close the balcony. I should not have that open when I'm looking. I'm doing this, whatever. But it's a lovely day outside in Long Beach, California, so I had to. See, where can the people find you at?
They can find me on Twitter, SBulldog99.
Why? Or, you ain't never go there.
That's true. Or films shattered. I'm still lost in the maze. I'm trying to find the center of it so I can join P1.
Oh, I bet.
I'm distracted by the other girl from Maze, the girl from Maze Runner. She's, me and her are together.
Oh, okay.
So, and if interested, you can find me on Facebook, Chad Zuber, as well.
I like how you said, if interested. I like how our fans are banning Facebook now.
I have to say it, you're not on there no more.
I had 3 people on Twitter tell me, fuck Facebook now, whatever. I was like, why, what happened, whatever. It's like, well, you know, they fucked you over, so fuck them. I was like, what?
I mean, I still promote the shows on there, and speaking of that, check us out next week for The Bet.
Oh, that's right. Sex in the City 2 coming to a city near you. Happy 4th of July, people.
Yes, that'll be coming up.
I can't wait to see that. You said you were putting work in yours or something like that?
I am going Tuesday to buy it, and I'm going to make it a movie, a short little movie, like a 2-minute movie.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I'm glad that you guys are, like, putting production into it. That makes it that much more funnier and shit.
It does make it a little fun. Yeah. I got to make this fun. It's terrible on all levels, but I got to make it fun.
I like how Wayne hates it the most, but yet he was the first one and most enthusiastic about it.
I loved his video. You can decline my card.
When he told me the price of that shit for him, I said, God damn, dude. All right.
Hey, Australia is a very expensive place to live.
Yeah, because I was telling him Z found a double feature of the first and second one for $7, but I was like, shit, dude. I was like, man, I feel worse for you. Oh, man, you know what? He probably, I haven't heard from him in a while, so he probably watched it, because I remember the night he told me, he's like, I'm about to watch it right now. I haven't heard from him since he said he watched it.
Did he kill himself?
Probably so.
And wait a second. This is bullshit now I think about it. Wayne bought it, and him and Luke are just going to share the copy. Luke's got to freaking buy it.
They went half on it.
Aw.
Yeah, that is a gif, whatever. Luke got to fucking go out to the store himself, too, and be there. He should have been there with Wayne.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Fucking Australians getting smart.
Fucking Australians. Because, you know what? They don't speak English, so. They don't fucking speak English. You're telling Wayne and Luke, like, you can tell Wayne and Luke to go get some water. They'll make that shit into a long-ass story. You just be like, all right, fuck it, man. I'll just get up and get in my goddamn self. Shit. They're the most complicated motherfuckers you could ever deal with. That's why, it's just fuck it. Don't even get, because like, I'm telling you, you bring it up, you're going to get into a long-ass conversation that you could have just easily been solved with, like, oh, that's what we're supposed to do? Oh, okay. But you're going to get into a long conversation that's going to go even further than that. So trust me on this one. Save yourself a headache, Z. All right.
I'm telling you
this right now. I've been dealing with these motherfuckers for almost 5 years now. Trust me on this.
All right. I will.
You're going to get into this so hard, they're going to confuse you and be like, well, damn, man, or whatever. So that's how it is, whatever.
Also, before you go, we also have to say that you made an amazing 2-minute movie.
Oh, I made a 2-minute trailer.
Which was real, and you said you made it in 15 minutes. I'm like, that's really good.
I made it while I was waiting on my, what was I waiting on? I forgot.
Car to get washed.
I was getting my bandages and shit like that from observing. I was getting all my foot shit together or whatever and stuff. So, yeah, it was taking a while because they was giving me some meds for it or something like that. Ibuprofen and shit. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so anyway, I made that movie there.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, and, you know, I did it on my new iPhone or whatever. I got on my birthday or whatever and shit. But, I didn't have that many photos or videos on my phone yet like I did on my old one. So I was very limited on what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm probably going to try to, especially since I don't have Facebook no more and all my photos are on there probably, so.
Oh, if you want, if you can get them from anyone.
Oh, yeah, because they're on my cloud, my Apple cloud or my iCloud or whatever. So I just stare them from my computer and just put them on my phone or whatever and shit. But, yeah, I'm trying to make a better one out of that one, too, as well, so.
Yeah, that's really good, though. It's really good.
I posted a teaser of it on, on Twitter. The teaser of the teaser trailer.
I actually, you sent it to me when I was driving home last night, and I had to pull over just to watch it.
I like it because it says, with a desire for alcohol or whatever, and just showed me holding that bottle, and then it just showed showed me at my bar, and then it just showed all the alcoholic drinks and shit, and like the music, it amps up right there.
It's like Inception music when it gets to the shows the alcohol goes dun.
That was my favorite part, and then I put the photo of us as minions on there too.
Yeah. Thank God you didn't put the Sex and the City picture up there.
I did.
I must have missed that then.
Yeah, I think it was towards the end.
Oh, that's okay. That's right. Because my phone was going real slow for me.
I think it was just like it was after the LA Film Festival gave it Best Movie of the Year or some shit.
Oh, it was awesome.
I was telling Z last night, I'm gonna start doing more video and shit like that. About you know, I was telling Cody on the air not too long ago on Movie Spoilers episode that, you know, I kind of want to branch away from the podcast a little bit. Not the Throwback Tuesdays and Movie Spoilers, obviously, because those are the main shows, but, and the reviews, but I want to do more video as well. I want to get more into video and shit. It's time to up our ante. Because, you know, I got to, since now I'm off Facebook where people, I wanted to do this for a while, but I need to get that YouTube crowd in now.
Yeah, and obviously you're going to show our buying Sex in the City. That should be a bet. Every time you do a bet, it has to be something like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna start posting reviews on YouTube as well. I'm gonna try to edit out where it doesn't sound like. Well, obviously I'm gonna edit the clips out and shit like that because, you know, I can't have that in there because obviously, you know, copyright and shit.
Well, as long as you don't monetize it, you're fine.
Yeah, well, you know, and plus the studio usually gives me those, so I guess I'm fine with those. I mean, because if it's given by a studio, then you should be fine then. So
you should do like a short 2-minute review. And then the full podcast review.
It's not a bad idea. Okay. Yeah.
Rip it from spill. Rip from spill.
Well, people, that's, you know, we gotta end the show. We're talking about our fucking plans.
Yeah.
People, that's been Throwback to this episode 104. I'm your spoiler host with the most. Actually, 105. I'm your spoiler host with the most. The phenomenal one.
And this is Z.
And we will be back next week for episode 106. Later, bastards.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Baby.
Same make.
These were taken at the West Highland Police Station, 1984. You were there.
Same model.
These were taken today.
You have to let me see my son. He's in great danger.
New mission. Once he was programmed to destroy the future.
You don't know what it's like to try to kill one of these things.
Now his mission...
Get down!
...is to protect it.
Mom! Come with me if you want to live.